and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News. I'm Richard Cantu. Back at the White House after his St. Croix holiday, President Biden addressed the southern border situation.
Give me the money I need to protect the border.
The president's advisors earlier said they were encouraged with talks about immigration funding in the Senate to break that deadlock from before the Christmas break. That deal is holding up a bigger aid package to Ukraine and Israel.
ABC's Andy Field. As Israel continues to prosecute its war against Hamas, South Africa launched a case at the International Court of Justice in The Hague, asserting Israel's military campaign in Gaza amounts to genocide. This case is likely to drag on for years. A three-judge federal appeals panel ruled the Biden administration cannot use a 1986 emergency care law to require Texas hospitals to provide abortions to women whose lives are endangered by pregnancy. Gun rights supporters suing to kill Colorado's ban on ghost guns. This is ABC News. Mystery solved. Volunteer divers with Florida's Sunshine State Sonar believe they found the remains of a woman in a vehicle submerged in a retention pond in Kissimmee. Sandra Lemire vanished in 2012, last seen leaving a restaurant, driving the minivan that was found submerged in the pond at an exit off the I-4. The divers had been searching bodies of water over the last 18 months. ABC's Jason Nathanson says NBC's Olympics coverage is going to the dogs.
Snoop Dogg will be on the ground in Paris during the 2024 Summer Olympics. NBC announcing the rapper will be on site to report on the games for NBC and Peacock, chatting with host Mike Tirico, giving a special brand of commentary, while also taking us on a tour around Paris and introducing us to the athletes and their families. This will be Snoop's first time in this specific role, but he did spend the 2021 Tokyo Games doing commentary with Kevin Hart. And since you're wondering, marijuana is banned in France for recreational use. Jason Nathanson, ABC News. Hollywood.
Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
When I first had my baby, I'd get comments all the time about how happy I must be. I remember thinking, I want to be happy. Why don't I feel that way? It was hard to admit that, even to my doctor, but I'm glad I did. She told me it was postpartum depression, and that is very treatable. These days, things are feeling good, and we're both happier about that. Right, little man? I'll take that as a yes.
Mental health care is working for Simone. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A Dane County judge ruled Tuesday that election clerks can accept absentee ballots that are missing part of a witness's address. The judge ruled that so long as the clerks can discern how to reach the witness from available information, those ballots are acceptable. In 2022, a Waukesha County judge ruled that clerks are no longer allowed to fill in missing witness information. Tuesday's ruling provides uniform rules for how clerks should handle those absentee ballots, says the group that brought the lawsuit. After three consecutive years of record-breaking numbers of shootings in Milwaukee, the numbers declined in 2023. Gun crimes are still roughly double that of pre-pandemic levels. As of December 27th, there were 171 homicides in 2023. That's 20% lower than the record 215 homicides in 2022. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Pacers snapped the Bucks' winning streak. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Pacers beat the Bucks 122-113. That snapped a 15-game winning streak at home for Milwaukee. Giannis had 30 points, but Damian Lillard hit only 3 of 16 shots from the floor.
It's part of the game. You know, I think that's the first thing. Sometimes you just, the ball doesn't go in. I thought tonight, as somebody who shoots the ball, I felt like a lot they were all going in.
The Bucks play the Pacers again Wednesday in Indianapolis. College football. Wisconsin loses to LSU in the ReliaQuest Bowl, 35-31. Badgers head coach Luke Fickell.
This hurts. I think we had every opportunity. Our guys did about everything they could to put us in a position that that this is what we wanted. We wanted an opportunity to get this thing to the fourth quarter and find a way to finish. And that's probably been as big of our Achilles heel all year. You know, starting fast was one of those things that we hadn't done well all year, and finishing is the other one.
That's Luke Fickell with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio. Refreshed.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clouds overnight, light west winds at upper 20s by sunrise. On Wednesday, a few flurries, otherwise cloudy skies, lower 30s in the late afternoon. Sunshine returning Thursday, it will be colder, highs in the upper 20s. Currently 32 degrees.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. News from the center, WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM. Richland County's choice for news, talk, and sports.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome to Civic Media's 2023 Year in Review of Democracy in Wisconsin. Hosts Kristen Bry and Todd Alba sat down with members of Law Forward to recap the events of the year, along with a look ahead to 2024. In the new year, stay up to date with our growing radio network by following Civic Media on your favorite social media platform and by downloading the Civic Media app. Here are your hosts, Kristen Bry and Todd Alba.
Kristen Bry of As Goes Wisconsin, along with Todd Alba of The Todd Alba Show, and welcome to a year in review of democracy in Wisconsin in 2023. Election cycle after election cycle, we are told that Wisconsin is facing the most important election of our lifetimes. In 2024, that will undoubtedly be the case once again. And in preparing for the year to come, Civic Media believes it's important to review what happened in Wisconsin over the past year in regards to fair elections and equal representation in the state.
And Kristen, if there's anybody I want to look back with, but more importantly, look forward with, it's you. Oh. We get to work again together. This is a great way to kick off 2024. For that look back, as you spoke of, we're going to see what lies ahead. Also, in our pivotal battleground state, we're going to be joined by members of a great organization called Law Forward to discuss actions their organization took this year to ensure accountability in past elections, but as a, maybe more importantly, it worked towards fair representation in Wisconsin to future elections. And Kristen, we have two fantastic guests with us today.
Indeed. We are so happy to have Law Forward's Executive Director, Nicole Safar, and Staff Counsel Scott Thompson. That's right. Yeah. Just making sure. Welcome to the show. We're so excited to have you both in studio.
Oh, thank you so much. We're really excited to be here and to talk about everything that has transpired over the last year and, you know, the good things we hope are going to happen soon.
So let's start from the very beginning as far as for people unfamiliar with Law Forward, even though you've been in the news a lot this year. Let's just talk, what is Law Forward and why was it founded?
Yeah, so Law Forward is a 501c3 nonprofit, nonpartisan organization based in Wisconsin, and we're focused on protecting and expanding our democracy here through impact litigation and public education around voting rights, election administration, restoring checks and balances, and election subversion prevention and accountability. We're really homegrown local legal organization, and we launched in the fall of 2020 in an environment that I'm sure many of your listeners remember was pretty hostile to democracy.
Was?
It was an inflection point in hostility towards democracy. And, you know, those of us who have lived in Wisconsin the last decade really understand that there since, you know, the mid-aughts, there has been this right-wing effort, coordinated effort, to thwart the will of the people. And we saw that really highlighted in 2020, to overthrow the will of the people at the ballot box and in the court system and consolidate power among a homogenous few. These right-wing forces over the last decade have held policy solutions hostage in the Wisconsin state legislature. And at the heart of that is really the extreme partisan gerrymander we've had in our state legislative maps the last decade and change. So that was kind of the environment that Law Forward was launched in, with the idea that fair maps coming up in 2020 and 21 it was is a real opportunity. And that was sort of the theory of change initially for Law Forward. But what we found that year and, you know, end of 2020, 2021, 2022, was that there was a real gap to be filled here around preventing election subversion through manipulating our election administration system. And we've done a ton of work on accountability in that space to make sure that clerks have the information and resources they need for implementing fair elections, and really just to keep our eye on that right wing as they continue to find new tactics to get in the way of a free and fair election.
Scott Thompson, you are the staff counsel for Law Forward. We hear a lot about, we have to do this to save democracy. Democracy is at risk. And I think we hear that so often that some of us get numb and calloused to what that actually means. Can you walk us through as an attorney, but, you know, kind of put it down there with terms like goofballs like me can understand, what threats to democracy exist and what were those specific threats that you're trying to respond to at Law Forward?
So there's a lot of threats, that's for sure. Right. But big picture, I think of democracy as a system in which parties can lose elections. It's kind of a simple way to put it, but in essence, we are not a dictatorship. We are not a system where one person runs everything. People have a say and parties win and lose. The power can change. But ultimately, the types of threats that we see to that system start at a really small level and ultimately have grown to really big. So from the small, everything from specifically how someone can return an absentee ballot can be a threat to democracy. In other words, the overregulation of issues like that to make it nearly impossible for certain folks, that itself is a threat to democracy. It's a threat to allowing everybody to actually participate. But on the opposite end, or not opposite end, but the larger scale threats, I think we saw metastasize acutely during the 2020 election, where literally there was an attempt to subvert the presidential election. And that type of direct threat is, I think, easier for people to perceive because it is so obvious and was violent. But that is not to say that there are not more maybe granular or specific, I think granular is probably the right word, threats to just the overall system. And it sort of runs the gamut. We see it all.
Now, one thing that I think has started to get conflated, unfortunately, is this capital D Democrats and small d democracy. Because Law Forward is a nonpartisan law firm, correct?
That's right.
True.
Yeah. And it's just that the series of events as they have happened, both in the state and nationally, that there has been more alignment with Democrats in our state as far as the cases that your Law Forward is working on. But it's not that you are funded by capital D Democrats, right?
That's right. You know, I think one thing that we've seen across a whole host of issues the last few years is that only one political party supports democracy issues. And it has been conflated a lot. If you're talking about, you know, voting rights, independent, nonpartisan redistricting, or even access to things like public school funding or reproductive health care, only one party has been championing those issues. And it's not good for our democracy. It's not healthy to have this sort of deep divide on issues that voters across the spectrum support. There are Republicans all across the state that support the same issues that we work on. It is the gerrymandered legislature and the party leadership that has really been able to hold hostage these just common sense policy solutions that folks across the board believe are the best direction for our state.
I really appreciate you bringing up that there are, you know, people that vote Republican across Wisconsin that hold these same values. I mean, if people listen to my show, I was a Republican for 30 years, left the party in 2011 over voting issues. And I like to make the distinction. I'd be interested in what you all think. I think there's a distinction between folks that live in Vilas County and vote for the local clerk of court because she runs as a Republican versus Republican leadership like Robin Voss and Devin Lemahieu, who are sussing out policies specifically for partisan reasons.
Yeah, I mean, I think that what we've seen in Wisconsin the last decade is that Republican Party leadership's number one policy agenda has been to consolidate their own power. And one of the biggest problems with the gerrymander is that none of our legislators are accountable. So we can't even talk about public policy solutions to the issues families in Wisconsin are facing.
Or hold them accountable as far as, I mean, I've had listeners and followers of my social media, especially during most recently, the potential impeachment of Janet Protasiewicz, of them trying to get a hold of their lawmaker and not feeling heard. Let's put it that way.
I mean, to your point, Todd, in 2011, things changed in Wisconsin, and your ability to, as a citizen, to effectively engage with the legislature, the door was shut. I mean, the door was literally shut to people in the winter of 2011, and that could be an analogy for the last decade of how this legislature has operated.
What do you make, Scott, of, again, as a former Republican, it's rich to me that for years they've spent time now saying, oh, we have